We start our second hour. It's a three-hour program. I am live in Southern California. I'm in the Quicken Loans Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Nice to have you here. Starting off hour number two with a tweet from Mark in Hollywood, who got run at the end of hour number one. Quote, "That's cold, Alvy. I couldn't even get to my Najee blast." So this guy obviously was going to get run one way or another. That centipede crack, the human centipede, was going to get him run. And if that didn't get him run, if somehow, Alvy was so busy today on his week that was Friday, that Mark could somehow slide that past, he was going to make sure that he got run with a Najee blast. Najee is only permissible as show content if you get me into the National Radio Hall of Fame. That's one of the demands that made it out of the box. Then and only then. Otherwise, it will get you run, and nobody knows that better than Mark in Hollywood. Meantime, phone lines are open. Matt in Vancouver is back on hold. In fact, I see a lot of people I know that I want to get to on hold. 1-800-636-8686. If I had nothing to talk about, if I had no takes whatsoever, if I had no content, it'd be great. A host dream. Put my feet up, bang telephone calls. But I'm kind of torn. What do I do? Do I give you my take on the NBA draft, which I've not gotten to yet? Also still ahead, Steve Kerr, Golden State Warriors head coach in hour number three. Tariq Cohen also in hour number three. Bears running back, Alvy's week that was, the ATP. Meaning this is the hour you want to get through right now. So since the third hour is jammed and you're not going to get through, you know what? I will take my take and I'll put it over there for a minute. And I'll take my chances with your telephone calls. Remember, Matt in Vancouver called up and then dropped off? I'm not going to him first. Hey, Matt, that phone better be right on July 20th. The last thing you want is to have a call drop during the smack-off because there's no way you get back through. You might have gotten back in the rotation on a Friday in the middle of summer, but not on July 20th. Let's go to SoCal. Jeff in SoCal. Hey, look, I don't play favorites, but I'm a SoCal native. If I see a phone call from Southern California, there's a good chance that it might jump another call or two. So let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what's up?
Rome, what up, my man?
What's going on?
Real quick, while you were on vacation, did you happen to catch any of that Scripps spelling bee?
Yeah, I got part of it, Jeff. I certainly did. Where are you going with that?
Yeah, there was this really weird moment in the first round where this kid got the word loser. So he asked the judge to use it in a sentence. The judge said Rex in Albuquerque is a loser. He asked the judge the origin of the word, and of course the judge said Albuquerque, New Mexico. Jim, this should be a really happy time for me. I mean, the WNBA is in full swing, entertaining dozens of fans every night. But unfortunately, it's also smack-off season, which means you got kooks coming out of the woodwork trying to get their golden tickets. And the CEO and president of Kook Nation this year seems to be one Rex in the ABQ. Rome, his calls all follow the same formula. Monotone delivery plus horrible take plus something about his bowels equals getting run. Jim, I honestly think it's time we run the Court Orban test on Rex in the ABQ because it sounds like he's leaking oil in his whitey tighties.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Hey, Jeff, let me tell you something, son. You keep freaking Orban's name out your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
All of you keep Orban's name out your freaking mouth. Don't you use that guy like that to make your point. Don't you ever say that somebody is leaking oil in their tighty whiteys and that Kurt Orban can tell you that. I ain't having that. I don't play like that. Now you're done.
Now I'm done.
Jeff in SoCal. I should have known better. This is what I get for going to you instead of staying with what I have. 1-800-636-8686. The smack-off is July 20th. One thing about that. Here's the honest-to-God truth. I'm going to be very transparent. We used to have a package back in the day, and it depended on what the year was and who the sponsors were as to what that package would be to win the smack-off. And I'm going to be very honest about this, too. Some years, the package was better than other years. So I decided in recent years, I don't want to leave that to chance. I'm just going to get a stack of cash. stacks of cash, $5,000. So why do I do that? The honest answer is I want an incentive for the best of the best to come in, because the best of the best, the ones who make this show, that show the best that day, often were not going to come in. I needed to incentivize the legends. The problem with the $5,000 is it's working in reverse. It's bringing everybody else out of the woodwork who's got no chance to win because they want the money. The $5,000 is not for you dummies. The $5,000 is for the legends who can play and win the game. The problem is a lot of you are thinking, and I can't really school this. I can't really police this, I mean. What am I going to do? It is $5,000. I can't say, no, only, well, actually, I can say this. No, only you are eligible for the $5,000. You have to play your way in. But now I've got to sift through and screen out so many other people. Not Jeff. I mean, Jeff knows he doesn't have the game. Jeff knows that he does not have the game. Jeff has a role in the jungle. Jeff knows what that role is, to come in and crack on the WNBA. Hey, Jeff, 1996 called. That's not funny. Even I, with my give and take with David Stern back in the day, don't think that's funny. But that's kind of his brand. And cracking on Rex and name-dropping Kurt Orban. I'm not kidding, Jeff. You're welcome to come in here and try, unless you're going to take a run at Kurt Orban. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. Nobody thinks that's cool. Kurt Orban. Keep Kurt Orban's name out your mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
One thing is pretty clear to me. People hate Rex in the ABQ. Hate's a strong word, but people hate Rex in the ABQ. Not me. I don't hate the kid. I don't hate the kid, even if he shows up with his like, hey, look at my Rolex, I'm Rex. I'm just trying to figure out what Rex wants to be when he grows up. Are you going to be a guy who's in the smack off Rex? Or are you going to be that guy who is doing what you do every single time you call? Anyway, here's a guy that I know exactly what I'm going to get every time he calls. Exactly. We go to Arlington. Raider Mike. When you hear this bed, you know what it means.
And you know.
It means, one, you're going to get, and you know.
And you know.
Two, you're going to get better analysis on the Raiders than you can get anywhere else. And serious jungle passion. Raider Mike, you leave that music up, Albie. The only caller who gets a music bed. Except Eric in Falls Church. He gets his own music bed. Loser by Beck. I know that sounds pretty harsh, me calling a listener a loser. If that guy emails, you'll know it. How will you know it? You'll hear Loser by Beck. Raider Mike, on the other hand, he's the only other caller who gets a music bed. We go to Arlington, Texas. Mike, what's up, brother? How are you?
Pretty good, Vance Smack. Thanks for taking the phone call. I'll try not to get run. Hey, real quick, I caught the show yesterday, and Jim, it was epic of you to play back the Bricks winning call from 95. You know, dude, I consider JT a good friend. I always have. We've known each other for years. We hang together at games up in Oakland, had beers with Lincoln Kennedy one night, see him in Vegas all the time. I remember back in late 95, real quick here, this guy would drive up from La Jolla all the way to the K-Max Studios in Pasadena every Sunday night to do a midnight show, and he paid for his own airtime. He gave up a six-figure job as a stockbroker, Jim, living in La Jolla because he was so inspired by you. And that's grinding. And it's straight off the jungle coaching tree, my man. Next up, I didn't get my request in, Vance Smack, but if you nail this Hall of Fame gig, you have got to bring in Raiders fifth-round pick Maurice Hurst. This kid is a jungle legend waiting to happen. Similar in game to Aaron Donald. Yeah, I know. He was a lock first rounder until this heart thing popped up out of nowhere. But he's since been cleared. Specialists in both Harvard and Michigan have cleared him, and he is already running with the first team in OTAs. He's the best. He's the best Uber driver in NoCal, and he's got a brighter future than Bella B's cherry red lipstick. This Hall of Fame gig, Vance Mack, you have got this thing. The clones are what we refer to in the military as a force multiplier. Now, speaking of which, Jim, I'm heading into the basement for a while, for a long while. Once again, the Air Force is sending me to the Middle East. But not to worry, as my comrades in arms from the Navy, the Army, and the Marine Corps will tell you, us Air Force pukes, we all get Ramada Inn-type rooms with turn-down service, Wednesday bingo and a movie, Friday night surf and turf, and unlimited lightning-fast Wi-Fi. So I'll still be able to lob the occasional phone call to you. That's all I got for now, Van Smack. And you know,
rack him! Mike, where's that bet, Alvy? Bring it up when he's done. Raider Mike, pick him up, Hawk. Give him his respect. Hawk, you do know who Raider Mike is, don't you? Raider Mike saying, if you get in the Hall of Fame, Van Smack, I was not able to get in before, but here's something else. Here's an eighth demand. If you get into the Hall of Fame, Van Smack, you have to bring Raider fifth-round draft pick Maurice Hurst onto the program. Hey, Mike, if I do, I will. You got it. There's the eighth demand. My man, Godspeed. You'll be great. Listen, use some of that lightning Wi-Fi and work your way into the jungle if possible. Let me know, Mike. I'm glad he checked in. So he said he's going to leave for several months, but he wanted to make one more phone call before he did so. Raider Mike, reminiscing about the old days with JT the Brick. When Brick was a caller before radio host, and that he would drive up from La Jolla to the K-Max studios. It is an amazing thing. You've got jungle listeners going back to the mid-90s. Raider Mike right there saying, one of my best friends is a syndicated talk show host, and the reason we know each other is he used to call your program and he won the first smack off. Some serious history in this thing.
And you know,
we do know, Mike. Raider Mike. Nobody knows more about the Raiders than Raider Mike. I'll tell you something right now. Jay Gruden, John Gruden, should have Raider Mike on speed dial. So should Jay. And if my man Scotty Farrell were here, he'd say, fat ass! Wow, Alvin, it must be Friday. Dude, it's just not funny anymore.
Right,
you
now,
know.
You fat ass. You are despicable. Because you just let that happen to your star quarterback. And don't tell me you know more than me because you're some head coach. You're an idiot. You're a moron. No one, I don't care who you are. No one does that to a star player in the NFL except you, you loser.
Damn, Scotty, what are you doing on July 20th? That is some crazy lava. Nah, come on, dude. You don't give Scott Farrell a golden ticket. He's already in. My man, never mind me for the Hall of Fame. Man, Scotty was syndicated before I was, or right around the same time. We go way back. That is some lava right there. And don't tell me you know more about football than I do, fat ass.
I hope you're in your car listening to me right now, you fat ass.
That's awesome. Can you imagine like picking your spot? When should I go with my he's a fat ass who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about take? I think I'm going to wait till I know he's in my car or in his car listening, and then I will go with it.
Fat ass.
I hope you're in your car listening because I'm about to call you a fat ass who knows nothing about football.
Right now, you fat ass.
Absolutely incredible. Mariners housed by the Yankees. I want to wait for the right time to set that thing up. Trey Young showing up in a UPS suit. James Kelly, what the hell are you doing in my studio? Flight deck? It's incredible. The flight deck is in the house. Stop right there.
We're going ballistic, man. Go get him.
We're going ballistic. What's up, Hawk? Okay, you got the flight deck doing your job? All hell is breaking loose on this Friday. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you just saw the flight deck get stuck in the door jam.
Here we are.
Yeah, like this tweet's really from Kurt Orban. Some idiot went right to Twitter and established, quote, at the Kurt Orban. You know how I know it's not? Because you spelled his name wrong. Tell Jeff in SoCal to keep his yap shut. I won't take any of his lip. Does that sound something like your old man would say? Yeah, I'm not going to take your lip. I don't want any of your lip.
Kurt Orban.
Steve Kerr, top of hour number three, about 45 minutes out. Tariq Cohen, also coming up in the third hour. In other words, you're running out of time. And so are you, Alvin. That week that was better be ready, son.
Dude.
Getting maximum. Speaking of Kurt Orban, getting maximum performance out of anything depends on what you put into it. In other words, if you want to achieve maximum performance at work, you put in the extra effort. When you want maximum performance from your kids, you put in the extra time. When you want maximum performance from your vehicle, you put in Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Modern engines are smaller. They're more powerful. They're operating at higher pressures than ever before. Higher engine pressure causes significant stress on the oil. That means your oil has to be stronger. It has to stay strong. That's where Castrol Edge comes in. Castrol Edge is formulated with fluid titanium technology. It helps to reduce friction. It helps to maximize engine performance. Castrol Edge is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. How do I know that? Because my dude, Kurt Orban, ran the test. Orban ran the test in the 5W30 VisGrade. So you want to put it in your car today. Castrol Edge. It is in my car. You should put it in your car. My man Orban ran that test. You keep his name out your mouth, he will run the test. Castrol Edge.
You're listening to the...
Great Field is headed to Cromwell, Connecticut to take on TPC River Highlands. Fresh off an impressive win, U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Patty Reed, and some big hitters are looking to bounce back, including Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, and of course defending champ Jordan Spieth. He holed out of the bunker last year for the win. You know that. The Travelers Championship this weekend on CBS. That's one of the things that I will be doing this weekend. There is a chance I may bring the jukebox back this hour. We haven't had one in about 2 years. It might come back this hour. So stay on that. Keep listening. It's a short segment here, so I think I'll try a telephone call. All right, so Matt in Vancouver started earlier. His phone call dropped. He worked his way back into the rotation. Because he was in the smack-off last year, and he's going to be in the smack-off this year, I'm going to give him another shot. Let's go back to Vancouver. Matt, what's going on?
Apologies, Romy. Joke recycling wiener from Hollywood came and tried to snatch my phone out of my hand. But back to Brad and Corona, man. Hey, Brad, you call me and Tyler 2.0s? That just means we're better than you. We're newer, upgraded versions of you, you moron. And then this panhandler comes in with some scorching hot coin takes and a shared calendar blast for me and Tyler. The only item on our shared calendar, Corona, is Mrs. Corona's scheduled Northern Sando. But Tyler and I agreed to call that off after she DM'd us a pic. We realized wrestling with her would be great if you like wrestling with humans that are shaped like a potato. Speaking of humans that are shaped like a potato, Rome, that 10K Lev has won over the last 2 smack-offs seems to have been spent on KFC and cakes. I don't know if you've seen Lev since last year's smack-off, Romy, but his new double chin thinks maybe he should lay off on the Caleb and Green Bay fat blast. And lastly, Pimp, I want to go on the record. I'm in this thing for the green jacket, the ring. So when this 5K comes my way, I promise to donate that $5,000 to Kyle and Green Bay's bum ass. And Warby's sending in a smack-off picture montage to give all these clones a nice succulent treat on smack-off day. Thanks for the second round, Pimp. Peace.
Dude, you earned it, Matt. I'm so glad you called back. I am so glad that guy called back. I don't know what it is. And again, I'm a, quote, U.S. American, right? But I don't take any offense to that at all. They're right. We are fat. And a lot of the people that Matt and Tyler keep calling fat are fat. That's not fat shaming. Fat. It's a fact. Fat. A lot of these people are fat. A lot of us could stand to lose 10 pounds. I see where the guy's going with that. I don't take offense to it. And for whatever reason, those two guys calling up and continuing to hammer away about how fit they are and how good they look makes me laugh. And sort of that call. Now it's getting personal. Now it's getting very, very personal. Now they're talking about other guys' wives and, quote, northern Sandos until she DM'd a pic and now they're no longer interested. And we're still a month out. If this is what's going down, not the day of, but a month prior to the day of, this thing is starting to take form. That's Matt in Vancouver. He will be here on July 20th. And he says if he wins the $5,000, he's going to donate that money to Kyle and Green Bay's bum ass. Can you imagine how ugly it's going to get if one of the Canadians win the so-called Great American Smack-Off? Can you imagine Matt or Tyler walking around for an entire year with that belt, with that strap? And I'm not saying it's not going to happen. Both those guys are getting their reps in, and it's getting better and better. Flight deck, really? He's back. Hey, Hawk, why do you keep sending in the flight deck to do your work for you? All right, so James Kelly's the flight deck. James Kelly comes in only on Fridays. He works the show every single day, but only works it from the studio on Fridays. Jeremy in Calgary tweets, wore the Northern Sando. You follow that, right? There are a couple of dudes up north trying to turn it into a Sando. It's a great play off the Lyle Grant Southern Sando. Yeah, but do you have that rap? All right, so really quickly, just to reset this for you. And this is getting a little racy early in the morning, especially for TV. Back in the day, Kyle Brandt, who EP'd this show for several years, brilliantly so, was an actor. He was a soap opera actor. And Lyle told the story about how the soap opera that he was on would send him out for personal appearances. And he went to South Carolina. And there were these gals. There's a famous, famous picture circulating. These two gals, twin sisters, on the dance floor with Lyle. And the way Lyle tells that story, these two gals said to him, Lyle, we're going to put you in a Southern Sando.
Kyle, we're going to give you the Southern Sandwich.
So they did this on the dance floor. So that's Matt talking about the Northern Sando. And there was actually once a rap that I laid down in tribute to the Southern Sando.
I'm the punky soap star known as Lyle Grant. When I hit the Sando, I'm a fat chick fan. I throw my body like I'm their meal. I can't dance, but I can chest reveal. To motivate Jay Stew, I feed him cheese. I play so cool, Lisa loves my tease. That's why the clones got here on the double to catch Lyle doing the Southern Sando shuffle.
Sandwich.
Somebody submitted that, I think, and I laid it down. I tracked it. I think I won a Clone's Choice Award for that. And if I didn't, I sure as hell deserve one. Hey, Stucknut, Steve-O, did I win a CCA for that? I know I deserved it. Steve Kerr coming up, top of the hour. Tariq Cohen coming up next hour. Get in. Phone lines open, 1-800-636-8686. Not done yet. Nowhere near done. When we come back, I may take a shot at the jukebox. The Jungle Jukebox. We haven't done one in a couple of years. See if you clones still have your game. That's coming up next, allegedly. First up, though, I've got a sports update on a very big...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
As you know, if you want maximum performance from your car, you could use an Edge, Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. Three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. And that was tested in the Kurt Orban test. Kurt Orban in the 5W30 VisGrade. It helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Put it in your car. A car.
A car.
A week. It's been an amazing week. Great week out of the basement. Hell of an effort put forth by everybody with the Hall of Fame campaign. Ton of hype building for the TV debut of the Smack Off, which I've been thinking a lot about lately. And some of the most bizarre stories ever in the so-called dead zone. You know, the dead zone. The dead zone of summer. Basketball, NBA is over. NHL is over. NFL has not started. The dead zone. Then again, what dead zone? Hefty chasing down a rock and firing back into the hole while it was still moving. And then lying about it, allegedly. B BK Russia promoting fast food prostitution. Some poor old lady getting a hot dog shot right through her eye. What a week it's been. Dead zone. So it seemed to me, even in the so-called dead zone, it'd be a great time to try to bring back the jungle jukebox. Let's see what you got in the queue. Let's see what you got in the queue. I have not done this in a long time. Have not done this in a long time, so let's check it out. All right, so if you know how this goes, or even if you don't, the jukebox back in the day, you'd take a shot at a topic, and you would affix a song to that topic and try and play it off. As an example, Bob in California went with this. Half the man I used to be for Tiger's pathetic showing at the U.S. Open. See how that goes? See how that works? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that half the cat used to be, would have at least made that cut. But how lucky was this dude that Phil decided to turn 48 and then melt down like a four-year-old and totally cover for Tiger's no-show? That being said, why does it always come back to the cat? Golf is in a much better place without him sucking all the airtime, and so is my jukebox. You don't win. Not a bad effort. You don't like not a bad start. Like there's obviously going to be some rust to knock off. Again, if you made it to the finals, if you made it to the segment, that's a pretty good thing. You beat out a lot of other people, but that's not good enough to win. All right, so that was Bob in California. This is how the jukebox works. Denlesks is kind of an old school guy. He knows how it works. Denlesks tweets, "Take this job and shove it," by Johnny Paycheck. Job and shove it. Signed Austin Huff. Deep pull, old man Lesks. Going all the way back to 1980, when you were 50. Dallas wouldn't even be born for another 6 years. But this track does keep the streak alive. The Dallas getting mentioned on the show after he quit the show streak. I said it yesterday, and let me repeat it once again. Dude should have bounced a long time ago. He's way more famous now than he ever was when he was silently grinding out the three most anonymous years ever with the XR4TI. But he never told me to take this job and shove it. He never did that. The guy could not have displayed more class in leaving. Hey, Lesks, take this tweet and shove it. No. Take that jukebox submission and shove it, Lesks. Not a very good call. All right, there are two. Neither one win. Jesse in El Paso wanted to play along on the box. Jesse tweets, "Creep" by Radiohead for Sparrow's mustache. Now that's fitting. Maybe the most fitting lyrics ever. Run that back, Alvin. Let me just go along with that. Take it easy, dude. Hit it. I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. That's Hawk. All that's true about Hawk. Hawk is a creep who does not belong here. And even more of a dagger to drop on Hawk, considering it's his favorite band of all time. I don't know if you knew that or meant that, but it's even better because of that. And isn't it fitting that a band synonymous with hipster bags is Hawk's jam? And the only thing to make this pull better is to run it the hell off this show before Hawk breaks out his bic and starts singing along. See you later, creep. That's not a good call. No. That guy understands the jukebox. That was good. Not a very good call. But not good enough to win. Good enough to make it, but not good enough to win. Alan in Raleigh is in. Alan tweets, "Foreigner, double vision for that lady who had her eye dotted by that footlong at the Phils game." I can't lie, I kind of like Foreigner. Let's be real. The fact that poor old Kathy McVeigh has any vision, let alone double vision, is a miracle. We talked about it yesterday. This woman could not be any more of a champ. Taking in a ball game, minding her own business, and then taking in a duct-taped Frank right through her face. Not exactly the Suvi anybody is looking for at the yard, but the Phillies caught a break when they luckily nuked the nicest soul in the world who is not going to sue. Stay up, Kathy. Stay up, Kath. You're a champ. Alan, nicely done. Very nicely played. Alan, you are not the winner.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
And last, at Rooster Jones 3 tweets, for the legends like Mike and Indy and Vic not calling leading up to the smack off. No reply at all by Genesis. Hey, listen, I had to put a couple of dudes on blast who have made this show so much better for such a long time, but it's impossible not to notice this standoff of silence between Mike and Vic. I mean, seriously, fellas, where the hell are you? Where the hell are you both? We're a month out, and I have not heard from either one of you. I have not heard from Vic since the beginning of the year. Even worse, Mikey DLC, who has not phoned in since last year's Smack Off. One thing for me to call them out, but entirely another for a dude named Rooster Jones to hit these heavyweights with some freaking Genesis. Fellas, the silence is deafening, and it's only getting louder. And now Rooster Jones is piling on. Rooster Jones cracking you is more than enough to rip the first jukebox in 2 years. Nice job, Roost. He did it. Nicholas Todriff is in. Thanks for bumping the Jungle Jukebox, one of my favorite segments.
We did it!
I'm not going to say it's back. You got to earn this thing every single week, but that's not a bad start. There was some rust you had to knock off, but that's not a bad effort at all. Back in the day when that thing was really humming along, we didn't do it every single Friday. We picked our spots. It's not an every Friday thing. But when time calls for it, I'll do it. Not bad at all. That's fun. Good to dust that thing off. Nice to have it back. 1-800-636-8686. Should I take a telephone call or go back to what I have? You know, it's been a big phone call day. Let's keep banging the telephone calls. I can roll telephone calls with the best of them when you've got what it takes. Let's go to Fall City. Liz in Fall City. Lady Clones, what's up, Liz? How are you?
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Super. Liz, how about you? How are things?
Awesome. Hey, I see all these guys going after the Canadian twins, Matt and Van and Tyler. But let me give you a lady's perspective here. 6 months ago, my boy Blake Shelton won People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, and I dissed him for being a fat Ewok. But I'll take that over a guy whose body looks like a skinny droid. Speaking of meat, I bet when these two go on dates, they're the ones just ordering a house salad when it's typically the ladies who do that. Like my girl Danica says, we like to ruin tenderonis, not dudes who look like celery sticks. War Rogan Loam's upcoming debut on the Jim Rome Show, and War Wood Scopes, and where are you getting in that Hall of Fame? I'm out.
Thank you, Liz. Liz in Fall City saying that the two fellas from Canada look like celery sticks. That when they go on dates, they split house salads like the ladies. Come on, Liz. I hate to say it, America, the Canadians are getting over. They're winning. Their smack is better. Yeah, I saw you, flight deck. He snuck in here. How can I miss him? Dude, it's like a Macy's Day Parade float. James Kelly's my dude. Man, he is so good at what he does.
Omaha!
Hey, Rome, I could go for a Sando or two. Northern will do. Yours, El Gato. Aaron in Omaha. I'm not in the mood to decode your emails.
Omaha!
Romy, if you're talking about former XR4TI actors, don't you dare forget about me. Regards, Jay Stews, Oscar-worthy performance in All She Ever Wanted.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Debbie.
She's your friend?
She's my daughter.
You want to do a mother-daughter routine?
Name your price.
If you could just show me where she is, please.
Wooden and laconic. That was Jay Stu in a movie. Jay Stu's, quote, Oscar-worthy performance in All She Ever Wanted. Geoff and Lincoln. War. Excuse me, I'm looking for Debbie. War, is she your friend?
Excuse me, I'm looking for Debbie.
She your friend?
She's my daughter.
You want to do a mother-daughter routine? Name your price.
If you could just show me where she is, please.
Yeah, I don't know, Stu. Pretty wooden, pretty laconic. I gotta admit, Lyle was a better actor than you, Stu.
Shoo it!
Mock Moda!
Don't forget Mock Moda!
Can't forget Mock Moda.
You want to do a mother-daughter routine?
Not really.
Name your price.
Steve Kerr's coming up top of the hour. All right, you clones have had your chance. You've had your fun. I think we'd run out of heat with the calls. Let me go back to Trae Young for a minute and the NBA draft. A couple of great, great draft traditions. When you watch the NBA draft, you see comparisons and you see fashion. Those are two great draft traditions. Let me start with the comparisons because there were some pretty wacky comparisons last night. They were being thrown around during last night's draft. Guys were taking heat for it. But the one guy who's not going to get any heat from me for his comparison is Utah Jazz GM Dennis Lindsay and his assessment of Grayson Allen. Now, let me get a couple of things clear from the outset. Dennis Lindsay is a hell of a GM. He has put together a really strong roster that is a great fit for Quinn Snyder, and it's only going to get better. And Lindsay thinks that a key part of that can be Grayson Allen. And a key part of Grayson Allen are his hands. Quote, Grayson's hands are wide hands, but they have the Jeff Hornacek in his canter where they have a little bit of an extra pad. They're thick. That helps his ability to handle the ball, hook passes, pocket passes, ultimately his superior shooting, end quote. You see, that's the difference between you and an NBA executive. You might look at Grayson Allen and see a shooting stroke. And maybe you try to figure out who that reminds you of. Is it Steph Curry? Is it Mark Price? Maybe Toby Bailey? Not Dennis Lindsay. He looks at Grayson Allen and he sees Jeff Hornacek and Cantor. It's amazing. And he's not throwing out comparisons for the sake of filling time. He's breaking them down because it's not just about the width of Allen's hands. It's about the extra pad, the extra thickness, and what that means for pocket passes. It's genius. And it's not a joke. Lindsay is serious. Now, speaking of jokes, let's get to Trae Young's suit. I mean, I could have dragged this thing out longer. I could have gone with the winners and losers. I could have hyped up DeAndre Ayton for that jacket lining. Or Wendell Carter Jr. for his shoulder cloth. Or Lonnie Walker IV for pretty much everything. And then taking a run at other guys for their questionable choices when it came to vests. But last night's fashion was about one thing. Trae Young's suit. Or what was left of Trae Young's suit. Because my man came rolling out in shorts. Full on Angus Young. Suit jacket, bow tie, shorts. It was courageous. It was bold. It was audacious. And it will be truly ridiculous if he does not have an enormous career. Now, I know there have been questions about Trae Young coming in. I have only one coming out of last night. Are you serious with that? I have not seen a draft look that weird since Brett Favre was getting that phone call wearing jorts in his bedroom. Look, I know it's good to get run. I know it's good to get reaction. But at what cost? You never get a second chance to make a first impression. You'll never, ever be able to erase those picks from the web. The guy can shoot. I'm just not sure he can dress. He said afterwards that he picked shorts because he looked back at the other drafts and saw that nobody was wearing shorts. You're right. There's a reason for that. It's a horrible look. Do you want to be a point guard or a UPS driver? Nothing wrong with UPS drivers. I love these guys. They kick ass. But you got to pick, Trae, because you cannot be both. Sometimes things have not been done because, not because nobody thought of them. Sometimes things are not done because they're terrible ideas. That was a terrible idea. Did you think an actual basketball game was going to break out at the draft? Were you expecting to do a defensive shuffle across the stage to get to the commissioner? If so, the shorts make sense. If not, they just make a scene. I know LeBron did it because he can. My man, you just put a monster target right on your back. You better make multiple All-Star teams. If he called a shot, he went legend. Now it's time to ball up, T. Ball up. Steve Kerr joins me when we come back. Hour number three, straight ahead.